Houston Nutt is there. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Talk to Coach Houston Nutt, college football analyst now for CBS Sports. But before that, he was obviously head coach at Ole Miss most recently. And before that, I think he was trying to recruit Crowder to Arkansas, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there he is. Coach Houston Nutt. Hello, Coach.
Crowder wouldn't listen to me. He wouldn't listen to me.
He tried. He tried. He tried to. He tried to hear what you were saying, but the pull to Georgia and then Florida was too strong.
I loved him though.
Too good of weather. I have you know now, Crowder. I was in your city last night, Gainesville, Florida, speaking to the Florida Gator Quarterback Club.
Oh, okay. Well, they are they in high spirits now? We had a tough little run midseason.
They're still a few little cranky, but they're some feeling pretty good. They're some feeling better. I told them, hey, look, it can always be worse. Now some schools aren't going to bowls right now, and at least you're going to a bowl. So everybody get happy.
And for the Gator fans down, I'm glad you brought it. We won't get a chance to talk that much about it, Coach. Not like how do you like Dan Mullen? He's gonna get that thing back right in Gainesville.
Yeah. He's going to get it back, right? He's going to get it back. How can you not, at the University of Florida, all the tradition and all the tracks you've laid? I mean, come on.
sounds like he's recruiting.
Appreciate it. Well, maybe in Alachua County Jail I got some tracks.
I was going to say, I noticed y'all talking pretty tough when your wives aren't listening on the radio. Y'all talking real tough, man.
Correct. If I knew that she actually did listen, I would never have said what I just said.
I'm terrified of my wife.
Hey, Coach, if you coached a game that was on national TV and then got home, and your wife said, so what happened in the game? Wouldn't you say, yeah, well, if you wanted to know what happened, you'd have watched?
Yeah. I would hope she'd be a little bit more interested in that, but hey.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
The first hour we talked about football, and the second hour basketball.
Crowder's giving his wife an entire typed recap of the show. I'm saying, hey, go listen to the podcast if you're that interested.
I'm a sheep. She's the lion.
I see. There you go.
Coach Houston Nutt is with us. You mentioned the Gators quarterbacks because you were up there in Gainesville last night. What about the quarterbacks here in South Florida? You know, Mark Richt is feeling some heat down here. Obviously, you're not down here, but Canes opened the season. They're a top 10 team. Now, I know preseason rankings don't mean anything, but they opened the season, you know, top 10 team. They're unranked now. They've lost four in a row. They still need a win to be bowl eligible, talking about bowl eligibility. What do you make of what's going on with the Miami Hurricanes?
You know, I don't know. Again, not down there, not seeing, not watching practice and all that, but, you know, as like everybody was really excited about this year, the way they finished last year, the way the season went. You thought, well, Coach Richt is getting ready to turn this thing. Things are looking good, and this year you expected more. Now the first game right off the bat, you know, I was expecting a little bit better, a little bit more. But again, you know, I don't know. I don't know what Coach Rick's going through, but I do know this. You've got a great place with great tradition. He's been there. He understands it. And so, you know, a lot like Dan Mullen, I feel like he's the guy that's going to be able to get this thing turned.
And, Coach, everybody down here, especially with the struggles offensively, scoring 12, 13, 16 points in the last couple games, they keep saying that Mark Richt needs to give up play calling. To what you've seen in the past, you've coached for a long time, been around football, can that be an answer? Like, have you ever seen a coach that call plays, give up his play calling to another guy, continue to be the head coach, and that kind of alleviates problems?
I have seen that where a guy says, oh, look, there's right now there's too much happening on my plate. I'm gonna take care of offense, defense, and special teams. I'm gonna CEO it, and I'm gonna let the play caller handle the play call and really study and zero in and let him take it over. I've seen it work that way, seen it go good, and also I've seen it the other way where that's one of the reasons he gets hired, because he is a play caller. He has done it before. He wants to be involved. You know, he's had success at doing that, and you know, I've seen it work that way, and when he gives it up, it doesn't go as good. So, I've seen both ways. You know, and the bottom line is, you got to win. And the ones that have the quarterback, the real quarterbacks that are executing and taking care of the ball and have accuracy, like this Tua Tagovailoa, I've never seen anything like this guy. How accurate he is! You know, your offense, it just goes up. Kyler Murray right now, Will Greer, these guys are executing and throwing the football. You insert an in book for Notre Dame, and all of a sudden their offense takes off. And then When you got guys like that at quarterback, it probably doesn't matter who calls the plays. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at it, Channing. I just think that's one of the things he does good. But the bottom line is you got to produce.
Coach Houston Nutt is with us. You know, talking about the quarterbacks, how do you handle this as a coach? So the Canes are bringing Kelly Bryant in for a visit. I think he's going to be at the November 24th game against Pitt. How tough a maneuver is it to have a couple young quarterbacks that have been waiting their turn and they're on the roster, and now you're going to bring in Kelly Bryant and maybe he's the answer for next season? Now, maybe he doesn't end up coming to the University of Miami. Like, how do you maneuver that as a coach with your roster?
Well, that's a great question. Number one, you can't maneuver it. You got to be up front. You better be honest. And, you know, you're trying to get the best players. And the great ones really don't worry about who's on the roster. I always get leery of a person, of a young man that's 18 years of age. He comes to campus, and you're recruiting for a certain position, and the first question is out of his mouth is, now, Coach, how many other corners are you recruiting? Are you recruiting this five-star that's over here? When they start looking down that road, I get kind of leery of the guy that we're recruiting. The one thing I loved about Darren McFadden, he helped us recruit Felix Jones. And so he had no worries about his ability. So to get back to your question about the quarterback a little bit different because they want to be the guy. Kelly Bryant was a starter at Clemson. All of a sudden he gets demoted. He says bye-bye. And so he wants to play. And so you got to tell the quarterbacks that are on campus, yeah, we're bringing in Kelly Bryant, and the best person, the best quarterback is going to play, period.
And back to Coach Rick real fast, Coach, because I was looking at it, and people are questioning him, and their biggest question coming from Georgia was he hasn't won a national championship. I was going to Georgia to play for him. I love Mark Rick. But what do you say about coaches like a Chris Peterson, a Frank Beamer, a Bill Snyder, and a Mark Rick, coaches that are respected, coaches that everybody knows. They know how to run a team, but they haven't got that championship trophy yet.
Yeah, everybody wants the big one. Everybody wants the national title, especially at a school at Miami, because you've tasted it before. They've seen it happen. They've seen Jimmy Johnson lift up the trophy. They've seen the players, Michael Irvin, those guys lift it. So you're in that type of environment. They expect it from you. And so, you know, you have to win. There's no hiding it. You have to win, and you have to see improvement. Now, he's taken over a program that wasn't at that level or you know, the way they used to win championships and reload. You know, he when he took it over, it wasn't like that. So it takes time. And the one word that the alums really don't like, they don't want to hear the word patient. They don't like patient. They don't like that. They want to win. They want to win yesterday. But it's hard. You know, it's not as easy as people think. Recruiting is year-round. It's tough. And to me, I still go back. The ones with the quarterback, if you look across the country, the ones with the quarterback are the ones that are winning. And so I think he can do it. You know, I've coached against him, competed against him. I think he can. But I can see the conversation going down that way. Hey, never won at Georgia, never won the big one. And so I can see that conversation coming back up. But that's where, as coaches, you close that door, you roll up your sleeves, you go recruit the best and compete hard and coach hard, do the best you can, and leave it at that.
Coach Houston Nutt, quickly on the way out here, can anybody beat Alabama?
I don't think so. I think there's just a separate. Now let me quantify that by saying a healthy Tua Tagovailoa now has to be – he's starting to get beat up a little bit, guys. He's starting to limp around, so I'm curious, you know, how beat up is he? And if he's healthy, to go back to your question, I don't think they can. We hadn't even talked about Alabama's defense when you and I – been talked at least the first 6-7 weeks, hadn't talked about them. Why? Because we're talking about this offense that's going up and down the field and can score so quickly. Well, guess what? LSU, who beat Georgia pretty soundly, scored 30-something points on them. They didn't score any points on this Alabama defense. And so you can say Alabama hadn't played anybody. I hear that a little bit. But tell you what, this defense looks pretty stout to me. Even though we're not talking about them that much, I think they're still good. Special teams looks good. Running backs, these receivers are off the chart. They create separation. And then with a healthy Tua Tagovailoa, I don't see it, guy. Clemson is the one. If you look at let's look at the depth charts, you look at the front seven of Clemson, now they may be able to handle things for four quarters. and looks like their young quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, this 6'6" guy can spin it now. And so with the defense like that, I think that gives them probably the best chance.
See, Coach, y'all are talking about the national champions on paper. I want to talk about the real national champions in UCF because they were undefeated last year. But Coach,
I'm so glad you brought them up.
I wanted to ask you, man. They're 9-0. They beat Pitt and ECU are their biggest wins. They play Cincinnati on Saturday. They are behind 6 1-loss teams, and they're also behind a 2-loss LSU team. Is the committee messing over UCF?
Okay, let's go back. Let's give all the respect in the world. UCF beat Auburn in a bowl game. I give them credit. Great job. And they keep winning, even with change, even with Scott Frost leaving. Coach Heupel comes in. He keeps it right on rolling. Let's go back to what and why. Mackenzie Milton, you got a quarterback. You're missing some on defense. And so the only thing I would say is if you put UCF with some of these top four or five teams teams that we're talking about, I don't know if defensively they could hold up. I don't know that. But I love them. I respect them. I love the way they play. All they got to do is keep winning. Are they being disrespected? I can see where the people would say that, but I think they're in a good spot. I mean, my goodness, UCF ranking where they are, even though there's some teams with a one loss in front of them, don't worry about that. Control what you can control. And it starts this Saturday now. Don't be looking around because Cincinnati will hit you in the mouth.
Coach Houston, quickly, the important thing on the way out. You walk into a convenience store, you're hungry, you go to the chip aisle, there's Bugles and there's Chex Mix. Which one's better?
I don't go for any one of those, but if you had to force me, I'd probably go Chex Mix.
All right, Chex Mix. That proves your point, Crowder?
It kind of does, man.
Okay.
I'm more of a Cheetos man and a Ruffles Tater Chips man,
I like the way he said tater chips. I just want to note that.
Very South. Very South. That's a coach right there. That's a coach at Ole Miss and Arkansas. That's the way you say it. You got any tater chips?
Don't forget about Murray State, man. Come on.
So if somebody you work with asked you to bring them back some Bugles from the convenience store and they didn't have any Bugles, what do you think would be a fair replacement for the Bugles? Chex Mix, perhaps?
I guess so. If you're into Chex Mix, I'm not into Chex Mix or Bugles that much. I'm like I told you, I'm into Cheetos. I'm into chips.
All right. Fair enough.
I'll probably go Chex Mix.
All right. There you go. I think I won.
Oh,
all right. Coach Houston, thank you for making time for us, Coach. We always enjoy talking to you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, well, Coach, 9-1 going to the playoffs, my high school team.
There you go. Cool. Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. So you're going to be able to keep your job again for next year.
I don't know, Coach. We gave up 35 points in the last game. They were calling for us. But we'll see what happens in these playoffs.
Who's calling the defensive plays?
Well, Ant Harris, my D coordinator. Coach, we gave up 5 points a game through 9 games, and then we went up against a team that had a 225-pound tailback. I tell my players to hit him high, hit him low. Wherever they hit him, they couldn't tackle him, Coach. He got the hell on every time.
Well, you've had some of those games, Coach, right?
That's exactly right. I sure have. Hey, I got to give it to you. 9-1. That's pretty doggone good now.
Yeah, first round bye. We roll into the second round this week.
Not a bad debut into coaching, huh?
Not bad at all, man. I was wondering. I'm glad you brought that up. I was wondering how you did because you've been kind of quiet. So it made me felt like, but maybe it didn't go too good.
Nah, we'll see this week.
He's killing it. Thank you, Coach Knott.
Okay. All right, see y'all.
Coach Houston Knott there, settling the Chex Mix Bugles debate.
Settling? God, thank
you. You baited him into it. Oh, Chex Mix, perhaps.
I really did. I just.
Did he ever agree with
me? He just wanted to get off the phone. He's like, yeah, Chex Mix. He called it Chex Mix. He didn't even know what it was.
Tater chips.
Can you
say it? Because you messed it up.
No, I say potato chips.
No, tater chips.
Tato chips.
No, tater chips.
Keto chips.
Keto? Keto? Keto.
All right, we gotta take a break. Potato chips. What'd you say?
Tater.
I don't care.